Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
I gotta turn you on.
I'm on. Thank you.
I meant on the GarageBand thing.
And I just made you some raw vegan chocolate mousse made out of avocados. It's one of my specialties. Not that you have to really know what you're doing to make this. And it had walnuts and cacao nibs in it. It was delicious, right?
It was fantastic. And I never would have known it was raw vegan.
And I had a piece of grain-free pizza. Yes. And I'm not feeling like I made the best decision there.
I'm sitting there eating the mousse, and she puts this freaking pizza in front of me. I'm like, really? I can't eat pizza on top of chocolate. It's just not happening.
It was a healthier pizza, that's for sure. No grains or anything like that. And, you know, pretty clean. Okay. But nonetheless, I would have fared better with the pudding. But I think
pudding.
My mousse. You called it the pudding.
I did. Pudding.
But we're going to actually talk about this for a little bit. I figured we'd open up with what we just ate and then talk about, like, these celebrities that go on all of these diets that people then hear about and then they follow and then they try it. And then, you know, sometimes they complain when they're on it, and sometimes it works temporarily, and then sometimes, you know, so it's all over the place. It's like diet fads.
It is all over the place. You're in the supermarket line and you've got the magazines. They're like right in your face, you know, blah, blah, blah is doing so-and-so, and so-and-so lost like 25 pounds using this trick, you know, like that's the kind of shit we're talking about.
And then they have a picture of them and like they're looking all sexy and like skinny
and photoshopped.
And it's photoshopped, yes, which is a whole other podcast, because it drives me crazy, because it sends a different message or a very negative message to people.
Back on track.
So there's plenty of celebrities that do these things. And again, whatever certain celebrities do, it's broadcasted and, you know, one of the most common ones, I guess, would be like the vegan diet that Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know,
and Alicia Silverstone, right?
Yeah. And Alicia Silverstone.
She's a very famous PETA person, isn't
she? Yes. Yeah. Now, I would call myself not a recovering raw vegan, because I still do most of my desserts raw vegan.
But I just witnessed my belly.
Yes. I've been a raw vegan for a while, okay? I'm no longer anymore. So I see the benefit to it. However, I also know that it's not right for everybody.
I think that's actually one of the bottom lines here is no diet is right for everybody.
Yes.
It's impossible. We all have different needs.
Yes. And they are also very, I say famous with air quotes, but for like these master cleanses and doing these like liquid diets or these liquid cleanses of like cayenne lemon water.
That's which, like the Beyonce diet, isn't it?
Yeah. He does it too. But like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh, I said Beyonce. I'm not even talking about Jay-Z.
And so cayenne actually does burn fat, but cayenne can be bad for somebody that might have like a intestinal issue or like IBD, like irritable bowel disease or something like that.
Somebody who shouldn't have nightshades.
Or somebody that shouldn't have nightshades. Yes.
So what's the cayenne? It's called the Master Cleanse,
It's called the Master Cleanse.
And it's 10 days of hot water, lemon juice, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper.
Yes.
Some concoction made of all those things for 10 days, and that's it. You eat nothing.
And it burns fat.
Now,
and
granted, you're going to freaking lose weight.
Because you're not eating anything.
Fasting is what you're doing.
There's not even any calories in that.
Well, maple syrup. So you're giving the fructose that your body does need. You know, you're giving it certain elements that it needs. It kind of reminds me of like an attempt at like the elemental diet that I was on for the SIBO.
But no protein, no fat, nothing. So of course you're going to lose weight, but are you losing the right weight?
We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
It's so crazy stuff. What's that? What could it be? 100 calories a day? My God. You know, of course you're going to drop some weight there. I mean, and here's the other thing that it goes into. Like, what if somebody with hypoglycemia, all right? I mean, obviously, I would hope that individuals with diabetes would never do something like this. But let's say somebody has hypoglycemia and they don't know that they have hypoglycemia because the big thing now is, like, I'm hangry, okay, which is, like, hungry and angry together.
Oh, I get that one.
And, you know, sometimes that's hypoglycemia. So somebody with hypoglycemia does this, they're going to be in trouble. You know, no energy and feeling like crap. So
yeah, I think another footnote here is, like, before you start any kind of diet, you're really supposed to talk to your doctor. Like,
yes,
especially these extreme things. And your doctor's probably going to be like, yo, no.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it anyway, but just saying.
Now, with regards to vegan, all right, like vegan is a lifestyle. And you do get a lot of nutrients if you do it well. But vegans can be low in things like iron and B12. Okay, so it's not the optimal lifestyle for many people, but it's also to some extent based on genetics. Vegan in particular.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because, you know, there are some people who do better on a vegan diet, and there's some people that absolutely need meat. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I learned that lesson, the hard way.
I'm one of those.
Yes. Okay. So that's those two,
Well, the vegan diet's also called, or the detox version of the vegan diet is called the Kind Diet. It's like it's a vegan detox where, the supposed benefits are, like, you're going to lose weight, your skin might improve.
And how long do you do that?
I actually think this is just how they eat. It's like, it's a new way of eating. It's a diet. The Kind Diet is a way of eating.
Okay.
You know, rather than a detox. So, what they were to say is, like, choosing kind foods over nasty foods. So examples of kind foods would be vegetables and fruits and, you know, things that have a low impact on the planet, you know, things like that. And nasty foods are meat, dairy, white sugar, and processed foods.
Okay.
Which really, I mean, for the most part, that's not bad advice.
Certain
meats should completely, processed meats.
Processed meats, sure.
Antibiotic meats.
Whereas some vegans, and some of the differences here between the Kind Diet and the vegan diet, is that some vegans will eat a crap load of sugar.
Exactly.
Because it's vegan.
Right. So this detox is it's taking away, like, with processed food. So
yes.
You're not going to get all those crazy, like, processed fake cheeses and, you know, the faux hot dogs and, you know, that kind of nonsense.
Can you
say nonsense? Because I truly think it's nonsense.
Well,
I stayed in front of the food store. I'm like, ew.
Can you imagine going into a restaurant and saying, I'll get one of those processed burgers with the fake cheese on it.
Because go to Gino's.
Like, I'm just saying, that's what, like, if you really wanted to be real about it, all right? Like, people just say, let me get a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
Right? But really what you're getting is a processed piece of meat and some fake cheese, okay, depending on where you're going.
Right.
Okay. All right, so that's vegan and kind, all right? So Madonna does a macrobiotic diet, okay?
Tell
now, this, I know a lot of people that do macrobiotics, and, you know, there's some interesting stuff about it, and I think that, you know, look, Madonna, no matter how you like her or don't like her or think she's, I'm trying not to say whore, but, you know, I've heard that from people. Oh, I hate her. You know, look, she has sex with everybody.
That's called marketing. Hello.
Yeah, well, my point is no matter what you think about her, you know, her body for her age is in pretty good shape, and, you know, she's been in good shape.
She's actually in better shape now than she was when she was in her 20s.
Yeah, I mean, she does
a
lot of yoga. Mm-hmm. She, you know, I mean, she's a little thick in the neck, but, you know, if she likes it, she likes it. All right. So, you know, the macrobiotic diet is no wheat.
I bet she can stand on her head really well.
Yes.
Like, her shoulder stand is probably kick ass.
Yeah, and that's probably how she strengthened those muscles in her neck. So no wheat, no eggs, no meat, red meat, dairy. So basically no refined sugars, actually no tropical fruits, no fruit juice, not a lot of starchy vegetables like the zucchinis and the asparagus. So basically, what it is, and Madonna actually eats a lot of sea vegetables. All right. Now, you know, I've got an issue with that. If the tofu well, let me get to that. So the sea vegetables are good. They got a lot of iron in them and that kind of stuff. But so this is the way this diet is supposed to go. Okay, 40-60% of the diet should be whole grains, all right, but not wheat grains, okay, more like millet, oats, corn, okay. But again, my issue is with that is it needs to be non-GMO.
Like quinoa?
And quinoa, mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. And then 20-30% should be, like locally grown vegetables, all right? And again, we need to push the organic
of
there,
course.
All right? And then, you know, roughly 5%-ish should be, 5 to 10% should be beans and, you know, like string beans and then...
Legumes? Or...
No. Tofu, miso, okay? Like bean... product type things, okay? And then, you know, also sea vegetables like seaweed, nori, like argan, those types of things.
Agar. Stuff I wouldn't be able to eat.
Yeah, well, you know, if it's made right.
Yeah, still, I don't do soy. So tofu's
I don't do tofu either or soy either. But, you know, we don't do tofu because we're not really supposed to do tofu because of the Hashimoto's and because of the genetically modifying of some of those...
the genetic modification of soy, is like basically every single soybean in America.
But if you've ever had a really good soy like dinner made for you, like a tofu dinner, like it's really good, okay? Like a tofu stir fry made like by a chef that like knows what he's doing.
The
or
only
like,
reason tofu tastes... good in anything is because tofu has zero taste, so it's everything that is surrounding the tofu.
So exactly.
So it's really you could just take the tofu out. Like, what are you using the tofu for? The protein.
The protein, yes.
Oh, insert protein
and to not have meat, which is why people will choose tofu.
Right.
Okay, but yeah, and we know that there's a lot of bad things about tofu. Okay, which we just talked about, but. You know, for those people who do choose a non-genetically modified tofu.
And it does exist.
Yes, it does. And let's say that they don't eat it every night because it isn't estrogenic. All right. So, you know, they can put a little bit of that in their bodies. So somebody could do very well on a macrobiotic diet. Because
I think so.
Again, it's genetics because some people don't do well with grains.
Right. So this is not what you would consider a fad diet. Like this is a very, it's a very strict, regimented diet with rules.
But people will do them as fads. Okay. Because I know plenty of people who will go on a 20-day macrobiotic diet.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay. And they'll drop a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And then they go back to eating the way that they do and they're like, why?
And they put on 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. So my point with talking about like the vegan and the macrobiotic diet specifically when it comes to fads is that people will use them as fads.
Got it.
And
kind
not.
Like they use gluten-free as a fad.
Sure. Yeah. Like, I'll go gluten-free
Which
for like 30 days.
Gives us a bad
days.
Name, assholes. Stop doing it.
Yes. Okay. There's a cabbage soup diet. Sarah Michelle Gellar did that. What do you think about that? Can you imagine?
I can't even. Like, dude, I'd be farting all the time. Like, basically what you're doing is you're eating, like, this special cabbage soup, unlimited amounts.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, 7 days.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. And you're allowed to supplement it with, like, some fruits and vegetables and skim milk. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. B, seriously, I'd be farting nonstop. Like, cabbage, no. Hell no. And what they say is you're losing mostly water weight and you should totally skip this one.
Yeah. And you're not getting obviously a lot of calories,
right.
As well.
Or nutrients.
Or nutrients. Yeah. I mean, cabbage only has a certain sector of nutrients in it.
A lot of water in there.
And a lot of water.
Yeah.
Yes. I bet your skin looks pretty good though.
It's
after that 7 days.
Cabbage is a goitrogenic, isn't it?
Raw, but like
right.
even
oh,
other,
you're cooking it. So
you're cooking it. So, and actually with, depending on how much you cook it, might take away some of the gassy effects of it. Might or might not.
I don't No. Like, I'm Polish, and we make gołąbki's, and that gets cooked.
And you, oh, and yeah. Fart. Even
stinky butt.
So I'm thinking when it's pureed, you know, sometimes, you know, your body doesn't have to digest something that's pureed. Mm. Okay, so that may or may not, okay, don't quote me on this, take away some of the gas.
It. Go. Huh? Debunker.
Yeah, you can feel free to debunk me on that because I don't
really know 100%. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know 100%.
Fair. Hey, we don't always know.
Yeah, I just know that sometimes there are certain things that if you have any digestive issues,
yeah,
that you could absolutely get more gas than if you don't. Lady Gaga did the baby food diet.
And Lady Deb Deb is thinking of maybe following in her footsteps. Tell me about this.
Lady Deb, yes.
Lady Deb Deb.
Lady Deb Deb is attracted to this for some reason. In part because I've probably already done it, okay, many times over again. Well, let me explain.
She's, I'm squinting my eyes. And like,
well, you're
what?
Looking at, yeah.
I'm giving you the side eye.
She's looking at me like, yeah, with the side eye. So basically, what's baby food? It's pureed fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, like real.
Real pureed fruit and vegetables, okay?
And hopefully with no shit added.
So when I do my fasts, okay, and my cleanses, I get my Vitamix out and I puree fruits and vegetables.
Okay. So you're basically doing this.
I basically do that. Yes.
Yeah.
And I usually do them at the beginning of every season, okay, which I've skipped the last two seasons. I must have fell off the wagon, so I can always start that back up again. But here's what I'm thinking. It's very expensive. I mean, if to do a seven-day organic, okay, it has to be organic, cleanse like that probably cost me about $400.
Pureeing your own food.
At least $400, yes.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
I think that I could do it cheaper with some organic baby food if I bought it in bulk from like Costco or something like that.
If you could find a source of organic Thrive Market, I bet you has it.
Thrive Market, yeah.
It's like the online Costco.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to look for that.
Yeah. Let me know.
Let's do it together.
The baby food? Okay.
Oh, I'm actually, why did I just opt in for this? Like, why? I got excited for one second, and then I thought about the reality. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Well, it takes a lot of discipline, but there's a lot of nutrients. You're hungry for probably the first day or so. And then my experience is that like, I've gotten a lot of energy from it. So,
well,
you know,
shit. Dude, if I could be on that SIBO, like elemental diet for 3 weeks it was,
yeah.
I can totally do this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, now look, we're going almost sort of against what we're doing this podcast about because we're actually talking about doing Lady Gaga's fad diet.
Well, here's the thing. It's real food. It's just pureed.
It's real food, and it's pureed. Yes.
Dude, but don't get me put like pureed chicken and shit like that. But like, you're not going to make me eat that bullshit.
Here's the thing. This is what this fad lacks. Okay. There's no protein in it. Okay, so, you know, I think it would be an interesting, it's a nice cleanse.
Could you suck on a little peanut butter or something?
No. No.
Like just ground peanut, pureed peanuts, it's peanut butter.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, because the fruits and the vegetables are what's cleansing.
Okay.
And what cleanses your system.
I'm trying.
Yeah, she's trying. But, you know, to do like even 3 days, it would be a nice cleanse with this. Uh-huh. So I'm not, when it comes to maybe recommending something, I would recommend something like this for just a few days.
A limited time.
A very limited time, just to give your body a break, to shut down your bowels, okay, so that they don't have to work so hard digesting all kinds of meat. And I think that even if genetically you are, you know, your body does better with like a paleo.
Yeah.
I think that a three-day cleanse every few months with something like this, like pureed fruits and vegetables, would be very, very beneficial to your system. Absolutely. Yeah.
Would you follow it up with like a really good enema or something?
like a coffee enema?
Yes. Literally, flush all that shit out.
Yeah, like colonics. Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
So
okay.
Gaga does that, huh? Well, she looks good. I don't care what people said about her fucking Super Bowl performance, but she looks great.
She was
remember
probably
like, you have a pouch. I'm like, really? If that's a pouch,
yeah.
I have a fucking bag. Like, Seriously.
Look.
She was. I got a backpack.
She wasn't doing the baby food diet then. I'm just going to be real.
Oh,
okay?
My God. I'm just saying.
No, I think she looked great, but I'm just saying she wasn't doing this then.
So she's looked better is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like,
but
I would think she looks great all the time.
She
amazing.
Did. She looked great. And anybody that said anything about that was absolutely ridiculous.
Anybody that said anything about that, like, needs to look in the fucking mirror. And seriously, like,
yes.
Hello, really take a look at yourself.
Yes. Yes. But you know, look, you know, she certainly looked better. Okay.
Okay.
But she still,
well, you know,
she still looks great.
Times.
Exactly. And that's my point.
Dude, some guy asked me the other day if I was pregnant.
Oh.
Okay. Can we, this is a small little like trip around like what you should never, ever, ever do. I don't care who you are.
To a woman.
To a woman. I mean, definitely not to a man because that's dumb. But yeah.
There is something that you never say to a man. I'll tell you in a second. But go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, like, I was walking around town, and I saw somebody I hadn't seen in a while, and, you know, I'm not really, like, too fond of him. He was like, hey, how you been, blah, blah, blah. And I was just kind of gave him the blow-off, so this might have been a pointed insult on purpose, but he literally looked at me, and he said one word, pregnant?
Ugh.
And I was like, yo, dude, what the fuck?
Like, did you actually say
I
that?
I did. Yeah. I said, what the fuck? I'm out. And I walked away. I was like, and it bothered me for the rest of the day and the following day.
I probably would have said
to myself, I'm like, I'm not even looking fat. Like, I don't even understand where this came from, what was going on in his head.
I would have probably said, nah, are you? Like, and just see what he would have said. Are you pregnant? Nah, are you?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because then he would have been like it would have almost been offensive. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
And it would have been very subtly, you know, offensive.
Right,
because
he'd be
him.
Like, why did you just ask me that? I'd be like, well, why did you just
exactly.
ask me that? Right. Oh, that's good.
Exactly. Like so it. Next time, ladies, if somebody now asks you if you're pregnant and you're not, you know, ask them now, are you?
Yeah, that's okay. Great.
Because then it's literally, if it's a female that says, are you pregnant, then they're gonna look down at their stomach and be like, and then
exactly.
And then you just equaled
you
out
the
yeah. Oh, I hate that. It's like, I can't believe I'm telling people how to like manipulate each
but
other.
But I think in that circumstance, it's totally justified. So tell me what you never say to
a man.
Well,
hold on. My gut wants to say, and I'm, no, where I am right now, okay, with all of my like universal positive energy work that I've been doing, which I tend to do all day pretty much in the summertime.
You are kind of glowing.
So I would want to say love to you. Peace be with you.
But your gut.
From maybe November through April, I would want to say something very different.
Fuck?
So you never say to a man, is it in?
Oh, shit. Oh, that's,
is that it?
That's, you're right.
Like, wait, is that it?
Is it in?
Is it in? Is that
so
it?
Right.
Yeah, you never want to say. So there are certain things. I'm sorry. We're going to stop this conversation right now because that
is a great
is a
podcast.
Whole
yeah.
other topic.
What you
okay?
never say to the opposite sex.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is about fad diets and, you know, certain things that people do. And, you know, they're not that great for you. We got a clean freak fix coming up here in a second. But, you know, you can do some of these things for a very short period of time to cleanse. You know, when you're looking at like vegan diets and macrobiotics and kind diets, you know, you are looking at lifestyles. And, you know, for those lifestyles, you know, you can certainly get genetic testing done to see, you know, if those lifestyles are going to be really good for you. There is also a book called Eat Right for Your Blood Type, which also is based on the genetics of what you should and should not be eating based on your blood type. And I would highly recommend that if you're going to make a lifestyle change when it comes to a diet. Now, something like a cabbage soup diet or a baby food diet, if you wanted to play around that with that for 3 days to try to bump up your energy, it's not going to kill you. And, you know, it might even, you know, make you drop that extra 3 to 5 pounds to get into that wedding dress or prom dress or something like that. But, you know, be careful because it is a absolute drop in calories. So if you should get medical clearance to do something like that short term, because again, if you are pre-diabetic or if you are hypoglycemic, you could run into some issues there. So be careful.
So the clean free fix of the day is basically, like, I don't even know. I can't give it a word. Can you give it a word?
Give what a word?
The clean freak fix of the day.
Clean freak so fix.
Like, does it? No, I mean, what it actually is. I mean, I have the idea of it. I'm going to talk about it, but I don't know if we actually gave it a word.
We'll talk about it, and then we'll give it a word.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
We're just going to start with the end, and we're going to get back to.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's okay.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? Whatever works. So the reason that these things may work is because typically these diets, they top out at 700 calories a day. Some of them way less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So of course you're going to freaking lose weight. All right. There's no doubt about it, but here's the problem. The weight you're going to lose is going to be basically water weight. You're going to lose lean muscle tissue.
There's no protein.
Right. And you're not going to lose body fat. Because what your body's now doing is it's like, holy shit, I'm starving. And you're going to go back into, like, you know, prehistoric days where your body was, I don't know where I got that Eskimo shit.
Eskimo.
It was cold. It was cold and starving. And I don't know where I got
Eskimo. You know what she was saying.
I know.
That's
what
all
I
that
meant.
Matters.
I mean, you just, like, catch up. So the prehistoric days, like, your body went into, like, you know, the fasting mode where it was like, I need to hold on to all of the
starvation
fat
mode.
Cells. Yep. That's what I meant. All the fat cells that I possibly can.
Now, here's where...
So you're going to gain weight eventually.
And here's what happens there, okay? People play havoc with their leptin, okay? Which is a hormone that basically tells your brain that you are satiated or not.
Mm-hmm.
So when your leptin is off through these types of yo-yo dieting, okay, and there's some other things that can throw your leptin off, you will go into starvation mode and you will actually gain weight, okay? So so the yo-yo dieting and all this kind of stuff can actually throw that off, and you'll gain weight and you'll stay heavy until you get the leptin under control.
Because what's the whole point of eating is to actually give your body energy, right?
Yes.
So your body is now conserving energy by latching on all your fat cells going, I need these. So, you're
sending messages
going
to the brain.
Yeah. So you're actually retraining your brain in the very wrong way.
Yes.
The loss of lean muscle mass also dampens your calorie burning. So you're fucking with your metabolism now.
Oh, yeah.
So you have that. So you're going to slow it down. So if you already don't have a slow metabolism, you're going to have one, or if you do, you're going to, like, double down on that.
Yes, yes.
So you probably also have vitamin deficiencies.
Mineral deficiencies,
like,
absolutely.
Protein deficiencies.
Yep.
So, like, these are all the things that you need to watch out for. Still don't have, like, a one-word wrap-up for
so
that,
the
but,
word,
like,
is foolish. And we will leave you on that. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be foolish.
Very
be
good.
Smart.
Be smart. All right. We're out. Go get some baby food.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, the podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.